This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey y'all, hey, it's Unique and I'm back with another episode. Welcome back to Journey Free Podcast. I am so excited to be on here with you guys because I have a mouthful and I just had to stop in the middle of my day to do this topic while I was in a moment where I was listening to this podcast and it was talking about how much about your partner should you share with your friends. And this has prompted me to do an episode around undersharing versus oversharing, what's okay to tell and what's okay not to tell. So if y'all are interested in hearing my thoughts and my opinions around this topic, then definitely stay tuned. Okay, y'all, so let's get into it. I have recently been in an experience where I have been challenged by that which I share with my friends about my relationship. For y'all who have not seen my video on my YouTube channel around my last year, my 20s diaries, I talked about losing friends. And I do feel like a aspect of friendships that I have lost have had some indications around how it is that I move in my relationships. So historically, you guys, I have been a very open person where I've shared so much about not only my personal life online, but my private life with close loved ones, friends, and people that I feel that I can trust and confide in around, like, you know, the things that I'm processing, what's going on with me, stuff that I'm trying to figure out, and, you know, going to them for advice and guidance. And that's traditionally how I would move. Like, there wasn't a aspect of my relationship that my friends wasn't in on. They pretty much knew, like, how I was being treated, the character of my partner, our ups and downs, and everything. So being that I've had this public persona and I did daily lifestyle content, people are pretty much used to me sharing about my life experiences through conversation, pretty much what I do here on this podcast, but I would do it visually as well. And in my 20s, that's what I was known for, you know, just opening up candidly about my sexuality, my love life, my relationships, not only intimate partner, romantic ones, but also like relationships with friends, because I don't know, that's just something that I'm very, very passionate about. I love listening to podcasts about love, about relationships, and learning new things about how to love, the way that I relate to others, because Lord, that teaches me so much about myself. And so this recent experience put some things into perspective for me where I have had to really think about, like, okay, what is it that I feel comfortable sharing with others around my relationship, love life? What aspects about my partner are okay to talk about and what aspects about them are not? How is it that I can be open with my friends while simultaneously respecting my partner's privacy, their wishes, and everything like that? So due to the fact that me and my partner are really opposite in this aspect, to say the least, like way more forward and open with sharing my life, sharing my world with others, and my partner is actually very reserved. So we have differences around what is acceptable to be communicated across with friends, what's okay to share with family, how involved family and friends' perspective should be in the relationship. And so I am learning throughout the years how it is that my partner sees the world and how I see the world very, very differently. And it is up to us to meet somewhere in the middle along the lines of compromise about how much it is that we are sharing with other people around what it is that's going on with us. So, you know, you have the people of the world that feel like if there is things going on in your relationship, your romantic partnership, your marriage, that you shouldn't share it with people outside of that because there could be people out there who have ill feelings towards your relationship and will do everything that they can to talk you out of being with the person that you are with, right? They say that there's people out there that's jealous, that you shouldn't speak about your relationship with girls that are single, and that you should surround yourself with other people that's also in relationships or that are also married to have these spaces with, because they can relate to you better and you don't run the risk of your single friend potentially wanting something that you have, being jealous, giving you advice that's contrary to staying with your partner due to their own like beliefs around like how it is that y'all are. And then you have the other side of people who feel like if you don't share things about your relationship, if you're not open about your relationship and what's going on with you, the moves that y'all are making, it can come off very secretive and it can be confusing as to how you can call yourself a friend or a family member if you're not sharing these parts of your world. They sometimes feel like there's something to hide, that you are trying to hide something from them around the relationship that you know that maybe they won't accept or they won't be open around. And so you keeping it away from them, they ultimately may end up having concerns, right? Like, they don't know if you're in a situation that's abusive. They don't know if you're being manipulated. They don't know like what's going on. So having intel kind of helps them have like the security and the comfort that you're actually okay and that nothing is going on in your relationship with your partner that could ultimately, you know, hurt you or harm you. And that's, to me, all out of love. I can respect both points of views. I can see both scenarios where people come from. And I think that where I am in my life right now is a little closer to like the keeping things sacred side and not really sharing too much information around like what decisions that I'm making in my relationship, different milestones that we have accomplished together. Those have been things that I have been keeping to myself and keeping sacred to myself, and really just trying to focus on being present in what it is that I have created for me. Like, I prayed so many years to be able to have a amazing partner like the one that I have today. I really truly honor my partner and I respect them in a way to really do all that I can to be the best that I can be as an individual so that I can show up in those amazing and ultimate ways in our connection. And through that process, I have healed through so, so much. How we are raised is so deeply intertwined into how it is that we relate with others, how it is that we move in our love life. And I know that so many of my past experiences and things that I have been through has made me very, very guarded around my relationship and sharing my relationship with other people. I can admit I didn't always make the best decisions around partners in my past life. I was young. I was irrational. I didn't really think about things. I would just jump feet first and be all in. And I really didn't assess like red flags or know how to really decipher that I was being manipulated or taken advantage of, or that there was no reciprocation. Like, I just didn't have the tools to be able to do that. But through therapy, through getting older, I have learned so much about not only myself, but the people that I've dated previously. And I've made a decision to, of course, never go back to those connections because they don't serve the person that I am today. But they were pivotal parts of my growth process, and I'm not going to neglect that. But I can admit and say, like, I didn't make the best decisions all the time. I would put myself in harmful situations, and I wasn't always rational first. And so now that I'm trying to be in a space of, yes, giving myself grace, but also still realizing that I'm human and I haven't had it all figured out, and also that there is a sacredness to being with somebody on a not only a surface level, I like you, you like me, I love you, you love me, but like being with somebody that you consider to be a soulmate, you make decisions differently than if you are just in the dating pool and trying to figure things out. And admittedly, you guys, there's not really many examples around me of healthy, loving relationships that I can look to even seek out counsel in that type of way. I can think on one hand of couples that I know that I could really just entrust with advice and seeking advice from them. And so sometimes you have to be on a path alone when you look around and you see that like you're the only one in your friend group in a relationship. What does that look like? Trying to make sure that everybody has enough time, everyone has enough attention. Is my time being divided amongst everyone equally in a way that they feel like I'm present enough? Who is it that I have put off for other things that's going on in my life? Have I made time for me? And I can say, like, for the past 4 years, I have definitely had a tunnel vision and a tunnel focus, not only on my love life and my relationship, but also trying to make friends in all of this. And through having friends and making friends, they have seen me single. They have seen me with cuddy buddies only. They have seen me with girlfriends. They have seen me with boyfriends. Like, so many life changes as it relates to partnership have occurred for me. And with that being said, I really want my friends to see through me that, like, hoping that the person you met is the person that remains is not always how things will turn out. I know you enjoy the past version of me. I know you like the past version of me, but I'm not that person anymore. My responsibilities look different. My lifestyle is very different. What it is that I do with my money is different. How I invest my time is different. All because I have shifted into another area of life that's calling me to be on an assignment that's different than how it looked before. Believe it or not, y'all, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, I actually received a impartation from my spiritual mentor, and she really poured into me in a way to kind of give me not warning signs, but considerations to look out for when it came to the current partner that I have now. And it's so wild that she had a vision about this at that time. And now I'm finally living in what that looks like for me after so many years. explain. Some things have to be left for you and yours. Like, sometimes you got to take the space that you need for yourself to focus on what it is that you're creating. Focus on what it is that you're building with the person that you are with. And it's also about being able to merge the gap between two polar opposite personalities and ways of navigating in the world. And so, like, if you're dating somebody that's a opposite towards you and they have certain reservations around how you communicate, what's being communicated, while you feel like those are just normal everyday things, but like everybody's upbringing is different, how people move in love, they move differently, how people see how friends should be involved versus how family should be involved, all could look really, really different. And so it's really about just being open to learning every day that we all are just out here trying to figure it all out, and we are coming into each experience from the lens of all that we have brought with us from our past, that when relating to others, there will be things that come up for us that's not always comfortable or pleasant. And it will really take your tenacity, your diligence, your willingness to be able to work through challenging moments and times where you feel like you're not on the same page. It will take your discipline. It will take you wanting to be able to grow, wanting to be able to be better, to be your best version, being able to communicate clearly and effectively without manipulation, gaslighting, love bombing, all those different type things that happen to come up in toxic situations. And so when you come out of space of only knowing manipulation, only knowing no boundaries, or always feeling like you gotta run to your friends or your family to talk to them about what's going on in your relationship, like, over time, people will get fed up about that. Over time, they won't want to hear about that anymore. It's like, how many times can I hear something, keep my thoughts to myself, and try to be from this cordial point of view before I like go loco on the person that you really fuck with and the person that you really love, because of the simple fact that, like, I personally feel like they don't make you happy every day, because every time we speak, you're complaining about them, right? And so it's just like, we really have to, one, make sure that the partners that we are choosing is a good fit for us, and whether that's for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Same thing with friends, making sure that they are a good fit for us, whether for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And in those transitional phases where you're moving from like a reason to a season, or a season to a lifetime, you will realize that like it wasn't a easy feat. It wasn't an easy process. It's like another bridge to cross over in the midst of it all. And so just be like really considerate of how it is that you are speaking to your loved ones in your life, how it is that you are communicating with them, questioning if there is some aspect of yourself that's judging them for the decisions that they made, or how it is that they are moving, and challenge yourself to know, like, why is it that I am perceiving this way? Why is it that I can't just allow this person to be who they are and who it is that they're showing me to be? And how can I be graceful through the things that I might feel like is the best approach in navigating? And also, like, each person, whether you're the partner, the main person, or the friend, being able to take accountability for the ways in which you chose to have your actions, the ways in which you chose to share, and the outcomes that come from sharing or not sharing. I just wanted to come on and kind of dive into this topic a little bit. I feel like this is one that could have many parts. This is one that could be seen from many different angles, and I would definitely enjoy if you guys could give me a little bit of feedback on your feelings towards undersharing versus oversharing. You can also check the show notes down below, because I'll put the podcast that I was listening to around this very topic, and they talk to it from a more like sexuality perspective, political view perspective, and also from the point of view of being in manipulative and toxic relationships, and how some partners can hold you back from being able to share as a form of like abuse and manipulation. So if that sounds interesting to y'all, check the show notes down below, as well as send us a DM on our social media at Journey Free Podcast with your experiences, your thoughts on this topic, an area that you might feel like I didn't cover too well and you want to put more into the conversation. We would love to hear from you, okay? So yeah, guys, I had to record this in two parts, so hopefully it turned out okay. This is like a very raw, uncut, unedited podcast that I am very much so still in the middle of it. And I hope by the time that y'all are listening to this episode, things have shifted and changed for me into a more positive perspective around my oversharing versus undersharing. And I pray that you guys also come to terms with how much you feel like is an appropriate amount to be shared in your life, being considerate of those closest to you, how it may make them feel, and also making sure that like you're not people pleasing your way to be validated by others in the amount of information that you're giving, making sure that you're not being held to societal expectations or standards, any type of entitlement that people may feel to know certain things about you, feeling okay with the decisions that you made, being confident in the decision that you made, being 10 toes down on what it is that you chose and you pick for yourself as the best outcome. Yeah, this was a hard one for me, you guys. It really was. It's something that's been weighing heavily on my heart all day. And I am so happy that we have this space to be able to come and share and express sacredly with each other without judgment. And I am so grateful for my growth. I'm so grateful for my evolution and how I am able to really speak up on the things in life that I have dropped the ball on and the complexities that come with that. And so with that being said, you have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Terche, and I have blessed y'all with another episode. Thank y'all so much for listening, and until next time, bye, Journeys.